Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. Every Sunday, I take time to reflect on the week that has passed and to prepare for the week that is ahead. At the beginning of this year, I made a promise to myself to primarily focus on caring for my mind, my body, and my soul. I use this podcast as a way to check in weekly to hold myself accountable. I hope that in doing so, I'm able to inspire others by sharing my story. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. Now let's go ahead and get started. I have completed my first year of graduate school. I am halfway a Master of Education in Student Affairs. I don't think I've ever said what I'm studying explicitly on the show, but there you go. And I am feeling all of the emotions. I feel excited. I feel a little overwhelmed. I feel shocked because this year freaking flew. And I know that my last year is going to fly even faster. So I'm excited. I'm feeling all these different types of things. But one thing I've noticed, I have like little moments where I notice growth in myself. And when I reflect back to the summer going into my senior year, I really couldn't tell you what I was thinking about, but I will tell you that I was not thinking about what my plans were after I graduated. I was not thinking about that at all. And I don't regret that, but that ended up being a root of some stress for me once I graduated. And I am going to, the next episode that I do, I'm going to talk about my postgraduate experience, being that it is graduation season and graduation brings up a lot of different feelings. So I'm going to use my next episode to talk about that. But back on track. So I am actively focusing now on what May 2020, when I graduate, where I want to be and how I need to get there. So obviously the goal is a job, but I got to figure out what job. I got to figure out what I want to do. I got to figure out where I want to go, how I'm going to apply, all the way down to the nitty gritty. But I think what that means for me right now is going to take a reshifting of my mind. Per usual, I think a lot of changes and a lot of things in my life start with my mind and reshaping my focus. I think so this summer, I have decided to literally take a break from student affairs. I'm not really doing anything directly student affairs related. I came back home, going to be working at the summer camp that I worked at for like all of my adult life. but in that just because I am not physically doing anything in student affairs, I think I still want my mind to be there. So I have spent the last couple of weeks of being in school, just kind of connecting with people, talking to professors, and figuring out like some things that I can do to keep my mind going or keep thinking about certain things. So I'm going to be working on scholarly writing, which I'm kind of excited about. My professor sparked that interest in my head. I am going to be trying to read as well, like in that writing, trying to still continue to read different pieces and articles that are not necessarily attached to the class, but attached to the field, and working on professional conference proposals, things like that, just to keep my mind engaged. I think that will help me kind of, aside from like working in the field and taking classes, I think it'll be great for me to just kind of have like free time to think about those things. I'm also going to be actively thinking about my job search. So figuring out like drafting cover letters, drafting up my resume, kind of thinking about where I want to go, like what city or where I geographically want to be, and kind of looking at positions, what those look like, what they require, what the institutions are like. I can do all of those things now. And I've been challenged by several different people, peers, professors, mentors, all different types of people to kind of continue to think about these things. So that is where my mind is going to kind of be at. I'm also planning to have a lot of fun though. So we're going to work hard, but we're going to play a little harder. So I'm really excited about that, just reshifting my mind. And I think, as always, to really do that, I got to feel good. I think when I talk about the mind, body, and soul, I think it all correlates. I think it all works together. So with my body, something I'm really happy about that I've been exploring a lot is my hair. So this week, actually, coming up this week, it will be a year since I've cut my hair all the way off. I cut it really, really low. And I kept cutting it. I would say I stopped cutting it in maybe October. And so I've been growing it ever since. And lately I've been looking at a lot of pictures from the past. And I realized that my hair was really, really short. And even points where I thought my hair was long, in comparison to now, it was really, really short. And the biggest thing I think with my hair, I've been focusing on trying to feel as pretty as possible. Like when I had hair, I just naturally felt pretty because I guess, you know, that's just what we're taught. And then when I cut my hair off, when it was like, I was really bald, I felt really, really pretty. But as it's growing and I'm transitioning, I struggle to feel that way a lot. And so now I'm trying to figure out what that means and reflecting on what pretty even means and how I'm defining that and all those different things. But feeling better about myself. So I've been really taking time to, I'm in that phase of like natural hair where you're like exploring all of the products, trying out all the different products, figuring out which one works for you. That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm also playing with different styles. I'll style my hair now that I have enough to style. I'll play with it. I'll twist it. I'll sponge it, whatever. Just playing with it. And that has also helped me to kind of embrace this look. I think I will end up cutting my hair again, but I'm going to at least grow it out first and just kind of get into that. But yeah, so that's how I'm feeling about my hair. Diet and exercise. The last time we talked, I was struggling because there were a lot of different end of the year parties, and parties always come with like food and alcohol, things that can kill your calorie count. When I say food, like fatty food and foods like that are high in calories. And, you know, I thought I could control it, but I couldn't because this past week was graduation and people had celebrations and socials to the point where I just gave up. Like halfway through the week, I was like, okay, I know, like, the whole point of me doing the calorie count is not necessarily to obsess over calories, but to teach myself how to eat in moderation and what that looks like. And so last week, I really didn't count my calories this past week, but I was mindful of certain things that I did. So when I went to Chick-fil-A, I did not get a sandwich, fries, a milkshake, and a cookie like I normally do, right? I only got a sandwich, and then I had some grapes at home, packed that, and then I got water. So like figuring out the best of both worlds is what I'm trying to do, and that is what I did. And now that I'm back home, I always eat healthier when I am at home. First, my mom cooks most days, and the stuff that she cooks is typically pretty healthy. She grills a lot. We eat chicken a lot, fish a lot. So I always eat better when I come home. Anytime I come home for like an extended period of time, I always lose a couple of pounds just naturally. So I'm excited about that. I've also been reflecting on like losing weight, why I want to do that, like really getting to the root of what that means for me. And still finding body peace in the way that I am right now. So still loving my body, or even not loving, just being at peace with my body the way that it is currently. And I've been working through that. It's not always easy, but I'm working through that, figuring out what that means. But I just want to be comfortable. A lot of my clothes they just don't fit me anymore. And so that doesn't make me feel comfortable. And I don't want to, nor do I have the funds to buy a new wardrobe again. I did that maybe 2 years ago, and I'm really not trying to do that. So we're going to work this thing out, but I think feeling good will help me mentally. And talking about feelings, so thinking about what lifted up my soul this week. So, okay. Ari Lennox released her debut album on May 7th, a week ago, called Shea Butter Baby. And can I just say, amazing album. I may even take a day to just talk solely about the album. But the song of the week is coming from that album. And it's actually a song that I have heard a lot. Like, because she released it last year, Whipped Cream. She released, I think, in the summer of last year. And I've been listening to it for the last couple of months. But just something about hearing it on the album. And right before she goes into the song, she does like a transition about heartbreak, because Whipped Cream is basically about a relationship being over and her struggling to get over that. And wow, relatable. But it just caused me to think about the song in a different way. And what I found myself thinking. So almost precisely a year ago, a relationship or an almost relationship, whatever you want to call it, ended for me. And it took me a minute. Like, I think it took me up probably all the way up until maybe like now to kind of reckon with that and to accept that and not be angry about it, not be bitter about it, not be super sad or down and out about it, and just kind of getting to a place of acceptance. And hearing that song, she's just talking about everything she's talking about in that song, basically whipped cream, stuffing her face with whipped cream, trying to get over it, going to the gym, she's spending money online shopping, everything, any coping mechanism that you could think of, she's doing it in the song. And anything that she's done in the song over this past year, I have done for that same reason. So just really like hearing it, I always tell you, like, I hear songs, but I don't always like listen. And just listening to it and having it in the sequence of the album, because the album has like the theme of kind of just accepting things as the way they are. And that has just, it just resonated with me. And it's just so amazing what difference a year can make. Something that I thought was like, not saying it wasn't traumatic, but if you asked me a year ago, it was, I felt a lot differently than the way I feel about it now. Now I just feel like it's life, it's what happens. It sucks, it hurts, but it's cool. Like, it's okay. And I think it just takes a minute. It takes time to get to that place. So that is what did it for me this week. It really lifted my soul up, and I just done a lot of reflecting. And I'm really, really, truly, I've been saying this for a while that I'm at peace, but I really, really am. At least right now. Sometimes it changes. But currently, today, I feel good. I feel really good. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please make sure you share with a friend, subscribe, and rate. You can also follow me on IG at Amira Joy, AmiraHJoy. And next week, or next time, I do want to talk a little bit about postgraduate depression. I want to get into that a little bit. But in the meantime, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and stay tuned for more on the Light Podcast.